we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. You are listening to WMIE FM, today's Modern Worship, and this program is brought to you by the prayerful and financial support of the wonderful saints at Merritt Assembly of God, where I have had the privilege of serving for going on 26 years now. Here it'll be a few months. A couple of friends of mine have already hit their 26 year mark, and you know, we're just so privileged to have been here. We absolutely love ministering in Brevard County. If you had asked me what the chances of me pastoring in Florida were, they would be extremely low. You know what? Because I didn't have Florida on my radar. The only thing I had on my radar was obeying God and following His call. And through some very unique and challenging seasons, we ended up going from Oklahoma to Missouri to college, back to Oklahoma to Illinois, back to Oklahoma to Texas to Florida. It was not always an easy path, but it has worked out well for us. We are privileged and thankful to be strategically placed by the hand of God where we are. Today we want to start off by saying thank you to the folks at Jets Concrete. 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. That will get you the phone of Greg. Greg and his family have been doing concrete work and block work in Brevard County for a long, long time. When you call them, if you tell them, you know, what type of project you are looking for, they can tell you whether it's something they can do or whether it's not something they can do. They can give you an idea on the time frame, how far out things are looking. There's a lot of construction going on in Brevard County right now. A lot of construction. And in fact, it's not just in Brevard County. Recently, I was in parts of Orlando that I'd never been in before. And guess what? They were building a lot of buildings over there too. So if you just need to understand, it might not be, if you call them today, they're probably not going to be able to come to you tomorrow. You need to arrange a schedule, tell them what you need. They can give you a quote, but I will assure you, you will not be disappointed with their work. They are hard workers. But not just do they work hard, they know what they're doing. They're very efficient, and so they get in, get the job done, and their goal is to get your project to the point where they can say, okay, now we've got it to the point where the other people can come in and do their job. If you tell Greg you heard about him on the Refresh Radio program, we would greatly appreciate that. And 321-536-5804 is the number to get a hold of Jits Concrete. 321-536-5804. So I spent a little bit of time talking to you about the challenging route that God brought us through. There were financial hardships. There were occupational challenges that came. There were emotional challenges. There was family dynamics. You know, we were newlyweds when we got started in this, and adjustments there, and it really was an interesting route where there, we thought that things were going in one direction, and all of a sudden that door closed. And if you've ever had a door close on you, I'll just be honest with you, that can be disheartening. You know, when you think you're moving in one direction and all of a sudden that door closes, it's that's heartbreak. But I want you to know that when that door closed, it wasn't too long before another opportunity availed itself. And even though that brought some setbacks, you know, if you're driving a manual transmission car and you take your foot off of the accelerator and you push the clutch in, the vehicle doesn't accelerate like it's not a constant acceleration. You actually lose a little bit of the speed that you had built up. But if it wasn't for that transition, you would never get to the next level of what's the word? Speed. You'd never get to the next level of speed or power distribution that you could have been. So those transitions in life, they're never easy. But I can tell you that once you get further down the road, you're going to look back and say, you know what? That transition was absolutely essential. And it can be that education that will enable you to say, you know what? Even if God has another transition for me, it may not be easy, but it will be worth it. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. We're going to try and get through about three different passages here in we're going through the Lord's Prayer. We're in Matthew chapter 6 in verse number 10. The Lord's Prayer begins, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done." That's what we're focused on. We're going to continue on this study. And I want to go back and touch on a passage that we started off with here not too long ago, and that's in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 10. "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." If you and I are part of the kingdom of God, we are going to be living a righteous life in an unrighteous world, and that is going to lead to some very difficult moments. There's going to be tension there. That's the front line. That's the front line. I know that there are a lot of people who they don't want to be near the front line of anything uncomfortable, but God has called us to be on that front line. And I will tell you this: before you go into battle, go into praise, go into worship. You need to have your heart right before God. You need to have your marching orders in place. And you've got to say, "God, you know what? I am so thankful I'm not going into this situation all alone." So there was an old story that I heard. Seems like a lot of my stories are old stories. I guess that happens. And in fact, I was having a conversation with a person not too long ago, and I realized we once were the young guys on the block, and now we're not quite the young guys on the block anymore. So I was like, "Whoa, when did that happen?" When did that happen? But my goal is to try and keep up with them as much as possible. Although when I go to the golf course, I played golf with a group of guys here not too long ago, and I mean, I really hit the best drive of the day for me. I just could not hit that golf ball any better. And there was a guy in the group, and he only outdrove me by about 40 yards. It's like, okay, just I'm going to try and keep up with him, but I'm just not going to be able to hit it as far as he does. So there was an old story is where I was going with this, about a soldier, and he was running away from the battle, and he ran into a into another soldier, and the soldier said, "Where are you going?" And he said, "Look, sir, the battle there on the front lines, it's very intense. We are getting crushed, and so I'm getting away from the front line." And he said, "I order you to turn around and go back to that front line." And he said, "No, sir, I'm not going to do it." And the guy said, "Look, I am a general, and I am ordering you to turn around and go back to that battle." And the guy apologized, and he said, "I'm sorry, sir. I didn't realize I had gotten so far away from the front line." And there are a lot of times where people who are at safe distances, they want to tell you how to operate on the very front line, or do front line evangelism, if you will. But yet they don't have any risk. They don't have any exposure. And then, you know, I believe it was Scott Camp in a song, and he was quoting somebody else, and he said, I don't want to live within the sound of chapel bells. I want to run a mission a yard from the gate of hell. When you're on frontline evangelism, there's going to be some persecution that is involved, but when you are a active participant in the kingdom of God, that persecution doesn't have a chance. The devil thinks he's going to be able to discourage you and deter you from living the blessed kingdom life, and that's just not the case at all. You and I, if we are heirs of the kingdom, if we are walking in obedience to the kingdom and to the king, we're going to face persecution. That's not a problem. That is a blessing, as Jesus described it in Matthew chapter 5. Turn over to Acts chapter 14. Acts chapter 14. I'm getting there. And in verse number 19, "Then Jews from Antioch and Iconium came there, and having persuaded the multitudes, they stoned Paul and dragged him out of the city, supposing him to be dead. However, when the disciples gathered round him, he rose up and went up into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting them to continue in the faith, and saying, We must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in whom they had believed." Okay, so Paul is in this city. He's in Antioch, and they don't like his message. They drag him out of the city. They stone him, and they thought that he was dead. But all of a sudden, the disciples gathered around him and rose up, and he went back into the city. I am a great believer that if the devil had his way, I would already be dead. If the devil had his way, you would already be dead. But I'm thankful that the devil doesn't always get his way. And I think it was in one of the Batman movies, you know, Jim Carrey was in that, and he was very frustrated, and he was describing about Batman, "Why can't I kill you? Why won't you die? Is there anybody here that is thankful that the devil has been frustrated and unsuccessful at deterring you or hindering you from your walk in Christ? And he's extremely frustrated, but he doesn't realize that it is because of the Christ in you, the Christ in me, that prevents him from having his way. Why can't he succeed? It's because God's plans will not be thwarted. God's plans will not be hindered. His plans and His purposes will prevail. His covenant is, it's never going to fail. It's never going to fail. And so can you imagine what it must have been like for those people who had stoned Paul, drug him out of the city, and left him out there for dead, to later on that night see Paul walking around in the city? And it says, the next day he and Barnabas, they went to this town called Derbe. And when they had preached the gospel there and made many disciples, they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. There were still places to go. There were still people to preach to. There were still souls that need to be reached. And when they made that trip, they strengthened the souls of the disciples. Kingdom business is not going to leave you weak in your spiritual life. It's not going to leave you weak in your soul. It is going to cause you to be made stronger. And Paul and Barnabas had credibility because they had been through the fire. They had been through the rejection. So they were able to strengthen. You see, I like to hear from people who've been through some of the stuff that I currently deal with. I want to hear from people who say, you know what? I'm going to impart something to you, and it is going to strengthen you. I don't like doing a whole bunch of theory. I like to hear from people with some testimony, people with some experience. You see, a person with an experience is never at the mercy of a person with an argument. And so Paul and Barnabas, they strengthened the disciples in their souls, not just in their mind. They didn't just strengthen them with a word of encouragement. It was strength that was imparted to their innermost being. That's why I love Jonathan so much. It's Jonathan strengthened David in the Lord. He's like, look, don't let this momentary, these light and momentary afflictions discourage you and cause doubt in your life to arise, thinking that God's plan is not going to come to pass. It is going to come to pass. He exhorted them. That means they taught them. They instructed them. This wasn't a suggestion. It wasn't just an idea. It was an exhortation. And it says, continue in the faith. Kingdom people continue in the faith. You see, there is something that's not on the table, and that is me sacrificing my faith in God. That's not on the table. You take the emergency exit plan off of the look, if we're here and we're negotiating, this is what's non-negotiable. What are some non-negotiables that you have in your life? You see, I think that if you want your marriage to succeed, you've got to make sure there's no exit strategy. Where do I go when this happens? Where do I? In fact, before I ever asked my wife to marry me, I went through every scenario, and I said, could I love her through this? And when I got to the least likely of those things, and I was able to say, okay, God, you have put us together. You have a plan and a purpose for our life. And Lord, I can love her even in this horrible, if this horrible reality became our reality. It didn't, but I wanted to make sure I'm in this. I'm in this for the long haul. Continue in the faith. The devil's strategy has always been, if I can make life miserable for them, then they will denounce God. It was his strategy with Job, and it's been his strategy ever since. And when you say, you know what, that's not going to kill my faith, it's going to strengthen my faith. I am going to continue to walk in faith. It's saying, we must, through many tribulations, enter the kingdom of God. So not only will heirs be persecuted for righteousness, but there's going to be some times where you are going to go through some hardship. That's not going to be preached on a lot of different things. People don't like to hear about hardship, but I will tell you this, some of the greatest treasures on earth are found in some of the most difficult places to reach on the earth. Everybody's looking for that which is easy, but the greatest treasures are sometimes found in the most difficult places. And so I want to encourage you, no matter how difficult the circumstance is, God is bigger, God is greater, God is more capable of getting you through that. Don't let difficult circumstances deprive you from the blessing that God has. Okay? So let me take you back to Paul and his experience. This is in chapter 14. In chapter 16, he is on a missionary journey with Silas. They go, there's this demon-possessed girl. They cast the demon out of her. She was a fortune teller. She was making somebody a lot of money in Philippi. They realized that their source of revenue had been cut off, so they had Paul and Barnabas thrown into jail. Paul and Barnabas said, "This looks like a great place for a praise and worship service." So they start praising, worshiping God. There's an earthquake. The jail cell falls open. All of the prisoners stay put. The Philippian jailer is there. He's about to commit suicide, and Paul says, "Don't harm yourself. We're still here." That person ended up getting saved, and his entire household got saved. And it was all because Paul and Silas did not give up during difficult circumstances. I want to leave you with a good report. I want to leave you today. I'm a pretty positive guy. I don't like to shy away from the difficult topics, but I like to leave you with some good news. And so as we're getting off started here to the beginning of the week, how about some good news? Okay, and so Luke chapter 18. Let's begin reading in verse number. Let's begin reading in verse number 23. But when he heard this, he became very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he became very sorrowful, he said, "How hard it is for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." And those who heard it said, "Who then can be saved?" But he said, "The things which are impossible with men are possible with God." Then Peter said, "See, we have left all and followed you." So he said to them, "Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come eternal life." This all starts off with a person who wants to know what can he do to inherit eternal life. And the end result is Jesus looks at him and he said, "It is hard for those who have riches to enter the kingdom of heaven." If you can look at the kingdom of heaven and you can look at your bank account, and those two things look comparable to you, it's going to be very difficult for you to leave what you can see to embrace the things that you cannot see. But I can tell you that the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is so much greater than popularity or fame or riches or houses or jobs or cars or whatever it might be. It is a no contest. So it has very much to do with the way that we look at it and we perceive it. It's no contest. It's no contest. So Jesus said, you know, that it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And, you know, I'll just tell you this, that for a camel to go through the eye of a needle, it's got to go through one hair at a time, one cell at a time. If I'm going to look at it, a needle, either it's got to be a really large needle, or there's got to be some miraculous intervention there. People want to look at this from a possibility standpoint. Jesus said, the things that are impossible for men are possible for God. Don't look at it from an earthly standpoint. Look at it from a God standpoint. This is going to take God. You might be in a situation. This is going to take God. So let it be God. Say, God, I want everything you've got. Then Peter says, God, Jesus, we've left everything for you. And we followed you. And Jesus then gives them this tremendous word. Assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or parents or brothers or wife or children for the sake of the kingdom of God who shall not receive many times more in this present time and in the age to come. Kingdom sacrifice will be rewarded. It is going to be rewarded on this side of heaven, and it is going to be rewarded on the eternity side of heaven. If I can just point this out to you, I'm a long way. I've spent most of my adult life a long way away from my parents. My wife spent most of her adult life apart from her parents. But what we have found is that when we walked in obedience to God, we found lots of spiritual fathers and spiritual mothers, people who were the age of our parents, who were there and became very dear to us. I've got people right now who are the same age as my brother and my sister, and yet I get to see these people more than I get to see my own. It's not that they are a substitute, but I have found that there were relationships that God had waiting for me. Listen, whatever God has come to you and said, you know what, for the sake of the kingdom, would you do this? I can tell you this, there is a reward that is awaiting for you. If God is asking you to lay something down, it's because he's got something tremendous for you to pick up. If he's saying, I've got a brand new adventure for you, I want you to know it's going to be an adventure worth having. You've got a great reward coming for you. Don't sacrifice it for the kingdom of men. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Lord, I wish I could praise you without it. Me speechless, and I so long to sing you the song you deserve, but it would be endless. I long to move your heart, I bring you something new, I tell how great you are, I tell my praise to you.